This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Marta was a hard-working single mother, so when her minister sermonized about living a life that matters, she worried that working to raise her kids and going to church wasn't enough. So on the bus to work, she started making a list of other jobs she could do and volunteer work she could try to fit into her overstuffed life. Sylvia, an elderly woman, saw the worry on Marta's face and asked what was going on. Marta explained her problem, and Sylvia said, "Oh my, did the minister say you weren't doing enough?" "No," Marta said, "but I don't know how to live a life that matters." "You don't have to change jobs or do more volunteer work," Sylvia replied. "It is enough that you're a good mother. But if you want to do more, just think about what you can do while you are doing what you already do. The importance of your work is not just about what you do, but how you do it." "You don't understand," Marta said. "I sell hamburgers. How do I make that significant?" "How many people do you deal with every day?" Sylvia inquired. 200 to 300. "Well, what if you set out to use those contacts to cheer, encourage, teach, or inspire as many people as you could? A compliment, a bit of advice, even a cheerful hello or a warm smile can start a chain reaction that lights up lives like an endless string of Christmas bulbs." "But that's just being nice," Marta protested. "Right," said Sylvia. "Niceness can change lives. But what do you do?" "I was a housekeeper until I retired," Sylvia said. "Now I just ride the bus talking to people." This is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.